Levant on the Moon of Chushis. Do you remember where we got up? Okay, so we talk about at the end, Lemaisa, about working on saying Birchas HaMazon, Bekavona, and then the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. Right? That's two ways to work on Emuna Chushis, which is related to the actualization, of our Emuna, and its relation to the physical world and nature, etc. Okay. Yesh Teva. So, the Mashgiach continues. Yesh Teva. It's nature. Zrichas HaShemesh Vishkiyasa. The shining of the sun and its setting. Aliyas Levana V'Kohavim. The rising of the moon and the stars. Brachim V'Ra'amim. Prochim V'Ilamas. You have thunder and lightning. You have flowers and trees. Har V'Giva V'Gay. You have mountains and valleys. Behemos Chayos V'Zeichlim. You have animals, domesticated, wild, crawling things. Hello, it's amazing. How could it be like how is it that they don't say anything to us? Right? Well, why don't they say anything to us? I don't mean that they're talking to you, because then I'll refer you to a doctor, but if the mountains start talking to you. But Hashemayim Risaprim Kved Hashem. The heavens speak the honor of God. Einenu shomim es sipurim. We don't hear their story. We don't hear what they're saying. They're saying the honor of God, but we're missing it. Ki iverim anu hoylchim ba'olam. We walk the world like we're blind. Einenu roim by meuma. We don't see anything out of it. Like we walk the world and we just take it all for granted. We don't notice it. Chazal lamdu tznius mahatul. Chazal, they learned modesty from the cat. Gezel minamola, the laws of thievery from the ant, the worm. Derech eretz mitarnigol, derech eretz from the tarnigol and the chicken. Azus minamir, kalus mineshir, zrizus mitzvi, the gvura meori. Hari kol balei chayim omer lehem mashu. All the world, all the creatures of the world, they said something to them. It wasn't just, they seem to be here, like, somehow they got stuck on the evolutionary ladder, right? And, no, there's something, they're here for a reason. God put everything in the world for a reason. And everything that's in the world is something that we can learn from, if, at the very least, just to appreciate God and the amazing world that He created. B'chidush ha'lavona kavolon umayid v'bracha. He said, when the new moon comes, we have a special bracha to greet, so to speak, the divine presence. So the new moon said something to them. The new moon said that there's something going on here. It's not just, another month went by. Harambam igiyam miyidbainus bebruim niflaim lekiyum mitzvos av v'yira v'kach ha'irlonu. The Rambam came from looking into the creation to fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, of loving and fearing God. And that's what he says for us to do. He writes in the Yisayda HaTorah, right, Hilchos Yisayda HaTorah, that from looking into the creation we'll come to love God and to fear God. Im gam anachnu pam nifkach einenu v'nira mashu mitach habriyah. Do we ever open up our eyes and see something out of the creation? Do we ever get Avas Hashem from looking at the creation? Ever get Yiras Shemayim from looking out and looking at the creation? That's the rhetorical question we're told to ask. The Geshe HaChaim, right, it's an amazing thing. The Geshe HaChaim is in the halachas of Avelos, but at the end he has like a philosophy work, Richard Jasinski, and the Bridge of Life. So the Geshe HaChaim gives a marshal. He said, if somebody would be born without any senses, without any intellect, right? And they would grow up that way, and at the age of 30, I think he says 30, 20, 30, something like that, so all of a sudden they would get all their senses and a mature intellect. Right? And they would, he said, and they would look out at the world, they would be blown away. He said they would be in total amazement. Right? He doesn't say blown away. He said they would be it would be like, wow, unbelievable. It's like, the problem is that we sort of grow up with it from the time we're born until we're mature. And like, that's the way the world is. That's the way things are. That's the way it is. You know, there's nothing special about it to us. We don't see anything unique or anything special in it. But if we would think about it, we'd think realize how unique and special it is. Hislam does bezena kali, says educating ourselves, developing this is not easy. It's not simple. Lemishena rogel bezena, somebody who's not used to it. Ubenafshay who she. Ikanes l'islam dusdeh, and to get into it. Baal islam dus yesh lilmoid be'iyun rav eshara b'china b'choyva salavo. Somebody that really wants to, it's a be'eda islam dus. Somebody that, at the time you want to get to develop this quality, you have to learn with iyun the shara b'china b'choyva salavo. Mi'an nisayon, from his experience, anu yodim ki iverim mitkashim ad mo'ed lekabel ezahara or ha'ara bepirkei sharizet. And from our experience, we know that those that are sort of blind have a hard time getting anything out of this chapter. Ki dvarav zarim lehem, because his words are totally foreign to them. V'rachaykim mehem, very far from them. Ach lo nuchol lahakla lehem. What can we do? We can't be lenient on them, literally. Hey muchrachim l'shanos v'lishalish. They have to repeat it and go over it a third time, until their eyes are opened. But to see something in the world, he says it's good to look in them. And I can say people sharbachina, some people don't, you know, see anything. They're getting out of it because our eyes are closed. We're not paying attention. In doing this lamaisa, Chazal have come to our aid. V'kavulano birchas hanenin, and they've given us birchas hanenin. Miyuchal ashar eza avayde gdeyle hi levarach birchas hamaitzi lachem in arts. Who can imagine how difficult it is, how great an avayde it is to say the bracha hamaitzi lachem min arts, behid beinenu samitit, with true reflection. So we buy the bread in the market, right, or bakery. How do you get l'shami v'yo me'amafia? From there they brought it from the central bakery. Yeah, that's the way it works here, at least. He kibla, so where they got the flour from the flour manufacturer, the grinders, whatever, the manufacturers, as you can call that. He kan tesachida, they bought the wheat from the farmer. Huzares atvua hishka eder, he planted it and grew it, watered it, etc. And at the end, v'saif kotzer, so he, what do they call when they cut it down? Harvested it. He harvested it. This is another word, though. Well, kol ashlavim ha'ila anu medalgim, and all these stages we skip, but kavono brura v'aimrim, with a clear, like, you know, kavana, we say Shakarish Baruch Hu is the one who's Amaitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Karish Baruch Hu, reap. Yeah, that might be the word. Karish Baruch Hu is Amaitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. He takes the bread out of the earth. Everybody ever see bread come out of the earth? Can somebody get that door, please? Hakol who? It's all him. V'lo ha-haklai, and not the farmer. V'lo ha-teichen, and not the grinder. V'lo ha-if, and not the baker. V'lo ha-moichen, and not the seller. El-hu yizbarach.